Rosestad het 'n gedragskode geteken wat deur die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika bekragtig is. Onder hierdie kode verbind ons ons tot die weergee van akkurate nuus, billike kommentaar en programme wat nie aanstootlik, onwelvoeglik of skadelik is nie. As jy dink ons nie aan die aanlyn kode voldoen nie, kan jy die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika verwittig. Rig klagtes aan die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika, Posbus 412365 Craig Hall 2024 of stuur die e-pos aan bccsa@nabsa.co.za. Vir verdere inligting besoek www.bccsa.co.za.
Agriscoops word met trots geborg deur Digit FMS, veiligheidsoplossingsspesialiste in intelligente CCTV verplaasheidings en grensbeheer. Hallo, ek is Eddie Goldberg en jy is ingeskakel by Agriscoops, die middelpunt tussen die boer en die verbruiker. Ons gesels vandag oor die belangrikheid van mieliekuilvoer en wat se prosesse die beste mieliekuilvoer kan oplewer. Maar soos ouer gewoonte kyk ons eers na die landbou nuushooftrekke. Suid-Afrika se suikerbedryf verwelkom 'n befondsingsverbintenis van R200 miljoen van die Industriële Ontwikkelingskorporasie om Tongaat Hewlett se meelens en raffinaderye te ondersteun vir die 2026-27 seisoen. Die ooreenkoms sal na verwagting bedrywighede stabiliseer en onmiddellike ontwrigting voorkom. Ongeveer 18.000 suikerrietprodusente in KwaZulu-Natal is afhanklik van die maatskappy Vermaal. Aardappelboere in die Sandveld het kommer uitgespreek oor voorgestelde grondwaterregulasies en waarskei dat dit die koste kan verhoog en produksie kan bedreig. Die konsepreëls gaan vereis dat boere watermeters installeer, gebruik aanteken en jaarliks data indien. Bedryfsleiers sê die maatreëls voeg bureaukrasie by in 'n reeds onder druk staande sektor na 'n droë 2025 seisoen. Ons gesels met Kerry Rowlands van Panar Seed. Sy is die veldlandboukundige van KwaZulu-Natal. Kerry, waarom is mieliekuilvoer so belangrik en wat definieer goeie kuilvoer?
Maize silage is a key feed source for dairy and beef systems because it supplies both roughage and energy and can be stored as a winter feed source. But success isn't about volume alone. It's about quality, especially achieving the right balance between dry matter and starch. So when that balance is right, farmers can reduce their dependence on costly additives and produce a more efficient feed.
Waarop moet boere fokus voor hulle begin plant?
Soil fertility is the foundation of any good crop. Correct soil pH and acid saturation support healthy root development and good nutrient uptake. For silage producers, potassium is an especially important nutrient because whole plant harvesting removes far more nutrients than grain harvesting. So the potassium levels need closer monitoring and more regular replacement.
Wat maak 'n goeie kuilvoer mieliebaster?
A good silage hybrid must deliver a high biomass and a high starch content. Grain content of silage is critical. It can account for up to 65% of the energy value of the silage. While tall, leafy hybrids may look impressive, those with poor or inconsistent grain production often result in lower energy silage and higher additive costs, which can cancel out any seed cost savings.
Hoe beïnvloed plantbesluite kuilvoer opbrengs en gehalte?
Silage crops are usually planted at 10 to 30% higher populations than grain maize to increase biomass. But pushing populations too high can stress the plants and reduce grain formation, lowering starch levels. Planting conditions also matter. Planting into warm, moist soil, ideally above 15 degrees for several consecutive days, supports even plant emergence. Planting too early risks frost damage, while late planting shortens the growing season and limits biomass production.
Sodra die oes op is, watter bestuurspraktyke beïnvloed kuilvoergehalte die meeste?
Minimizing plant stress is key. Drought, nutrient shortages and disease reduce leaf area and grain fill, which affects both dry matter and starch. Good root health by reducing compaction and subsoil acidity, improves drought tolerance and nutrient uptake. Disease management is also critical. A proactive fungicide program helps to keep leaves green and photosynthetically active. Nutrient timing matters too. Nitrogen should be applied early, ideally with at least 25% applied at planting and the rest before V8 to support the rapid growth period.
Wanneer is die regte tyd om mielies vir kuilvoer te oes?
The target is around 65% whole plant moisture, which balances starch development with good compaction and fermentation. A practical way to get the timing right is to use the grain milk line, with optimal harvest typically between the half and two-thirds milk line.
Laastens, wat beskerm kuilvoergehalte na oes?
Processing and ensiling lock in the crop's value. Kernels must be properly cracked during harvest so that the starch is available to the animal's digestive system, and the chop length should generally be between 10 to 20 millimeters to aid compaction. Silage must be compacted quickly and thoroughly to exclude air, and then sealed immediately with a tight UV-resistant cover. Any air exposure of the silage leads to spoilage and feed losses.
En dit was Kerry Rowlands van Pannar Seed, 'n veldlandboukundige van KwaZulu-Natal. Dankie dat jy vandag by ons ingeskakel het. AgriScoops word met trots geborg deur Digit FMS. Digit FMS beskerm jou plaas met intelligente CCTV-tegnologie en sonpanele wat beweging monitor, meer effektief as elektriese heininge en PIR-banke. Voorkom plaasaanvalle. Besoek www.digitfms.co.za.